M39 recording length 10 minutes and 34 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 39 Open Cluster M39, and GC7092. Type E, in Sigma's M39.jpg, write ascension 21, 32.2, H colon M, declination plus 48, 26, Deg colon M, distance 0.825. Cli, visual brightness 4.6, mag, apparent dimension 32.0, arc min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, Messier 39, Million 39, and GC7092, is a very large but very loose open cluster, situated some 9 degrees east and a bit north of Deneb, Alpha Cygni. Its distance is only about 800 light-years, and it is of intermediate age. Estimates between 230 and 300 million years. 30 stars are proven members and contained in a volume of about 7 light-years diameter. Its apparent visual brightness of 4.6 magnitudes, e.g., Sky Catalog 2000.0, Uranometria 2000, corresponds to an absolute magnitude of 2.5, or an intrinsic luminosity of 830 suns. Kenneth Glenn-Jones gives its apparent visual brightness as 5.2 mag only, while Dunn-Muckholz has estimated it at mag 5.4, in agreement with estimates quoted by Malaz/Grimmer, who also mentioned D.F. Gray's estimate of the total visual brightness of 6.0 magnitudes. M39's brightest star is of magnitude 6.83 visually, and of spectral type A0. All stars were found to be main sequence stars in the color magnitude diagram, CMD. Or Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, HRD, with the brightest stars apparently just before the point of evolution toward the red giant phase. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 gives an estimated age of 270 million years for this cluster. This is between the two determinations cited by Kenneth Glenn-Jones of 300 million years by Lamond and 230 million years by Van Hoerner. M39 is approaching us at 28 km/s. Its proper motion was given as 0.024 per year in the direction of position angle 222 deg by E.G. Abigail in 1940. According to Burnham, Waldemar Gertz gives the Trumpler type of this cluster as III 2 m, detached from the surrounding field but not concentrated toward its center. The stars are in a moderate range in brightness, and it is moderately rich, 50-100 members. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 has III 2 p, i.e., poor, less than 50 member stars, while Kenneth Glenn-Jones counts M39 as one of Charles Messier's original discoveries, cataloged by him on October 24, 1764. Burnham claims that its discovery is often credited to Legendel in 1750, but P. Duhigg, 1925. Quotes a statement made by J. E. Gore that this cluster was noted by Aristotle as a cometary appearing object about 325 BC. Kenneth Glenn-Jones rates the identification of Legendel's observation, done by Bigerton, as extremely doubtful. This cluster is best observed with lowest powers because of its considerable angular size of 32 arc minutes, more than the Moon. Under good conditions, it can just be glimpsed with the unaided eye. It is well seen in upper glasses and smaller binoculars as a nebulous object, resolved in a 7x50, great at small powers, where its shape stands out, an equilateral triangle with a bright star at each corner, the southerly side aligned about east-west, a ninth mag star at its northern corner, and one of seventh mag each at the SA and SW corners, about 25 fainter stars within. Many of its stars are grouped in pairs. The cluster is impressive and despite its looseness, well-defined and undetached from a rich Milky Way star field, at higher magnifications it fills many fields and gets less impressive. M39 is not difficult to find. From Deneb, Alpha Cygni, first locate Rho Cygni, a star of fourth magnitude which is about 9 deg east, possibly via intermediate Zeta Cygni. M39 is 3 deg N and 1/4 deg W. It is also 2.5 deg W and 1 deg S of 4.5 mag PI2 Cygni. Messier 39 observations and descriptions perhaps noted by Aristotle about 325 BC, perhaps seen by Legendel in 1750, discovered by Charles Messier on October 24, 1764, Messier, M39, October 24th, 1764, 3921 H 23 meters 49s, 320 D 57, 10, plus 47 D 25, 00, cluster of stars near the tail of the Swan. One can see them with an ordinary telescope of 3.5 feet Florida, Diom, 1 D 00, Mimbakid for 1771, P 450, first Messier catalog, in the night of October 24th to 25. 1764, I observed a cluster of stars near the tail of Cygnus. One distinguishes them with an ordinary, non-achromatic, refractor of 3.5 feet Florida. They don't contain any nebulosity. Its extension can occupy a degree of arc. I have compared it with the star Alpha Cygni, and I have found its position in right ascension of 320 D 57, 10, and its declination of 47 D 25, 0, north. P 458, 1764. October. 24, Ra, 320.57.10, Dec, 47.250. B, Diom, 10, cluster of stars near the tail of Cygnus. It doesn't contain any nebulosity. Bode, Bode 75, a star cluster. On October 27, 1774. I found in a triangle west and east with the two stars Pi at the tail of Cygnus a small star cluster, the position of which relative to the given stars I determined with the heliometer, as shown in the sixth figure. William Herschel, Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 654, 1788, September 27, SW 866. Consists of such large and straggling stars that I could not tell where it began nor where it ended. It cannot be called a cluster. John Herschel, 1833, H 2126, H 2126 equals M 39, Sweep 209, September 14, 1829, Ra 21 H 26 meters 7.8s, NPD 42 D 18, 52, 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, asterisk 7 meters, one of a large loose cluster of stars 7, 10 meters, very coarsely scattered, and filling many fields, a star of 7th mag position taken, one of a large loose cluster of stars of 7th to 10th magnitude, very coarsely scattered, and filling many fields of view of JHS telescope, Smythe, DCCLXXXVIII 788, M39. DCCLXXXVIII 39 million Cygni, R21 H 26 meters 29s, Dec and 47 D 43.8 mean epoch of observation, 1836.72 September 1836, a loose cluster, or rather splashy galaxy field of stars, in a very rich vicinity between the Swan's Tail and the Lizard, due south of Beta Cephei, and east northeast of Deneb Alpha Cygni. This was picked up by Messier in 1764, with his 3.5-foot telescope, and registered as being a degree in diameter. Among them there are several pairs, of which a couple were slightly estimated, the first being the brightest star, 7 meters, and its comes, and the second a pretty pair of 10th magnitudes. First pair, POS 26D0, WL, DIST 85.0, WL, close brace at 1836.72 second pair, 12D0, WL, 8.0, WL, close brace, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 4681, GC 4681 equals H 2126 equals M 39, Ra 21 H 27 meters 12.6s, NPD 42 D 10, 58.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, VP, VLC, St. 7, 10 3 observations by W. and J. Herschel, cluster, very large, very poor, very little compressed, stars between 7th and 10th magnitude, drier, and GC 7092, and GC7092 equals GC4681 equals H2126, M39, RI21H27 meters 13s, NPD42D11.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, VP, VLC, Saint 7, 10, equals M39 cluster, very large, very poor, very little compressed, stars between 7th and 10th magnitude, content car as if SEDS, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.